It's time for the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now here's Ryan Wallace on the Golden Knights Radio Network.
Welcome into the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. The Golden Knights shut out in Detroit 3-0, the final for the Red Wings. Vegas 39-20-8. 86 points on the year. Next in action Thursday, 7 o'clock at home against the Boston Bruins. And to help us break this one down, we go back to the radio booth, bringing the voice of the Golden Knights, Dan Duva. And you know what, Dan, when you look at this game for the Golden Knights specifically, they just never really established their offensive game. I thought the start was okay, but once Detroit kind of took things over in the second period, and I use that term lightly because there wasn't a lot going on in this game, but the Golden Knights offense just wasn't there today.
Right. You know, we asked Bruce Cassidy what he wanted to see from the team in the early going in particular. And he said, you've got to check them tight. Red Wings have plenty of offensive weapons. And their power play, of course, is by percentage almost as good as the Knights and even better in terms of raw numbers. They were 0-for-2 on the power play. The Knights did that work. But the Knights never got a power play themselves. And as you said, the Vegas offense never got going. So they checked well enough for much of this game. But as you said, Ryan, they could not create offensive opportunities to the extent that we typically see. A lot of one and dones, just a step slower than they needed to be, and not only that they needed to be, a step slower than they would normally be. It's almost as if some of the shortcomings yesterday were on the mental exhaustion and today was the physical exhaustion. That is oversimplifying things. Not everybody, not all at the same time, not in both games, but broadly speaking, it seemed like some of the decision making yesterday, the mental exhaustion, and then today the physical exhaustion of, a rather compressed schedule plus two early games. You know, the Knights do not normally play at that time of day, especially in the Eastern time zone. Not an excuse, just trying to give you some of what I think has led to the outcomes here. And in both games, there were opportunities where the Knights could have seized control. Obviously, they're very winnable yesterday with the lead late. Today, it was harder to find moments when you thought, gee, they could have done more. They could have done this differently. Detroit was good. I mean, they are desperate. They had just one win in eight games, lost last time out. You said it, the Knights just did not come close to creating the offensive chances that they typically do.
So when you look kind of back at this road trip for the Golden Knights, obviously just one win, 4 points out of eight, so it's 500. More often than not, you're okay with that. But I think when it comes to the Golden Knights and how well they played on home ice last week and what you were hoping to establish, especially after the way the first two games of the road trip went, it's hard to look at this as anything but disappointing.
Yeah, it's disappointing, and it is you feel in some ways like the team is taking a couple steps up, but then they take a couple steps back. Mm-hmm. And you're just as surprised when one or the other happens because, they could go out and pound the Bruins in a few days, just as they, shut out the Blue Jackets the other day. The team that shut out the Blue Jackets 4-0 on Thursday was not the same team, by my eye, that lost in a shootout at Buffalo just 2 days later. So I don't know if it's Jekyll and Hyde, the circumstances, same group of players. I understand that, you have a different goalie today in Samsonov, but Hill had played both of those previous games I mentioned, Columbus and Buffalo. So there's a little bit of that Jekyll and Hyde. Is it the opponent? You certainly understand that, hey, like when the Knights played the New Jersey Devils a couple weeks ago, that was a 0-0 game going to the third period. Vegas ends up winning 2-0. That was the second game of back-to-back for them. That was like Vegas, imagine like the roles reversed here. Vegas was kind of like New Jersey in that particular game a couple weeks ago where the Devils normally fast offense, they didn't create a ton. Knights were patient, eventually scored power play goals. It was like Detroit here. They didn't give the Golden Knights much. They scored in moments when they had to. Obviously, the Johansson one you wouldn't have expected because he's only got two career goals, but you get the idea. They pulled away in the third period. That's sort of what happens when you've got 82 games. It's not going to be the same every night, but they're still in first place. They've still got a four-point edge over the Oilers, even if they were to win today. So it is, there's game 67. And we'll see if the 3 days between now and Thursday gives them the refresh that they need.
I think you bring up an interesting point because you're right. The team that we saw against Columbus was not the same team that we saw in Buffalo yesterday and, certainly not the same team today. I guess final 15 games of the year, are you looking to dial in that consistency game to game where you're not necessarily surprised at how games unfold? You get a relatively similar look from the team night in and night out?
Yeah, you would think so. But at the same time, like, go watch a seven-game playoff series.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
You know, like, I was just thinking about this. I was going through my notes. You know, Cam Talbot did not start today for the Red Wings, Ryan. But we remember when Cam Talbot was a member of the Minnesota Wild. That was, what, three teams ago? Right? Kings, Ottawa, then Minnesota. And he played that seven-game series, the Golden Knights, in 2021. Well, Cam Talbot... You know, Vegas won the series in seven games. Cam Talbot had two shutouts in that series, including the first game of the series, which was 1-0. So you on one night, you might see a 3-0 shutout for Peter Mrazek, but that doesn't mean that, oh, they weren't playing their game, that it won't snap back into place the next game. That's the fun of this. That's why they play 82 games, and it's a best-of-seven series, because on one night, you might not be at your best. The ultimate measure is... over the course of 82 games, and then over the course of four seven-game series, best-of-seven series. But, yeah, just the numbers, you know, Talbot was very good in games one and six of that series. But, you know, he lost 6-2 in game seven. I mean, you know, he got a shutout in game six, but he got blasted 6-2 in game seven. Like, that's just the way the sport goes. It's hard. As much as you'd like to build your game and be playing the same way every night, succeeding in the same way, and just duplicating it night after night, that's simply not how it works, even for very good teams who get into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, building your game is not linear, just like development isn't linear, right? Like, you've got to take the strides when you get them, build on those building blocks, but to expect it to go smoothly for 82 games, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and that's where... You know, sometimes you're not going to play well, but you find a way to win. And there are other nights where you play well and you don't get 2 points. The last game with Buffalo was particularly frustrating because they did not play well, but they still should have won, right?
Yes.
Those don't happen too often. Today, as Gary said, today's a schedule loss. They just didn't have it today. Detroit's desperate. You can't get too worked up about this. It's understandable. And it's an excuse, but it's understandable. You'd like to see more offensive creation. But the last game yesterday, that's one that would irk you a little bit because they were not playing well, but they're a good team that still was in a position to win, and they could not secure 2 points when they should have. They still got a standings point. You know, I'd be more frustrated by that, by yesterday's game, even though they got a point, than today when they got no points. So again, that's just the way it goes.
All right, Dan, any final thoughts on this one before we turn our attention to Thursday night in the Boston Bruins?
Well, that'll be fun. It's always neat. Bruce Cassidy is asked whenever Vegas plays Boston, does it still give you some juice? And it does, especially when the team is in Boston. But things have changed there. A couple of coaches now away from when Bruce was in charge there. The Bruins have moved on from Brad Marchand. That's bizarre. And it's a different-looking Bruins team than we have seen, and obviously than Bruce Cassidy coached. But that's an important game for the Knights, and again, we will eagerly await William Karlsson's eventual return to the lineup. We thought it might be on the trip. There were indications that it would be, perhaps even today. Turned out not to be the case. So it'll be fun to look at practice in the days leading up to that game if William is skating on a regular line in practice and if he should get into the lineup for that game in Boston. Something to be excited about going into the next game.
All right, great stuff as always, Dan. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll chat on Thursday.
Thanks, Ryan.
That is the voice of the Golden Knights, Dan Duva, helping us break down a 3-0 loss at the hands of the Detroit Red Wings. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Welcome back to the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights fall 3-0 to the Detroit Red Wings. Vegas 1-1-2 on this four-game road trip. 39-20-8 for 86 points on the year. Next in action, Thursday, 7 o'clock at home against the Boston Bruins, a three-game homestand for the Vegas Golden Knights. They'll play Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, including seeing this Detroit Red Wings team on Saturday. So, an opportunity for the Golden Knights to not just get some goodwill moving in the right direction on home ice, but an opportunity to pay Detroit back in the coming week. The postgame injury report is brought to you by UMC, the exclusive hospital of the Vegas Golden Knights. William Karlsson and Shea Theodore remain out for the Vegas Golden Knights, Carlson on the road trip. You just heard it from Dan. We were hoping that Carlson would be back in the fold for the Golden Knights on this road trip. It wasn't meant to be. He did not play over these four games. However, that being said, it's one of those scenarios. So, Chapman, you let me know when we have Bruce, and I will throw right to it. All right, let's hear from Bruce Cassidy.
Messaging and vibes seem to still be pretty positive from the players at that point. I'm curious how the third period compared to what you wanted and expected.
Well, I would have liked to see a score, even the game, and maybe do something positive offensively, draw a penalty, get on the power play. Something to get us going, to get us excited. It wasn't a lot of room out there. And then we did. We got a breakaway with Barbashev. We had a good chance. Stoney right after that. We had some looks. That might have been after they scored. I'm not sure. But not a lot of looks. But Barbie's would have been the one. Maybe get us in the game. Quick strike. Deflates the other team a little bit. And who knows. But they got the save on that. And that was it. It was a one-shot game till then, so we're in it. We knew we were a tired hockey team. I think they knew we were a tired hockey team. We were going to need a spark somewhere. And maybe the first shot of the game, I think it was Olsson hit the post. Maybe if that goes in, it gives us a little something to get excited about, too. So there's a couple opportunities there that we needed to finish on, and we did.
A tough weekend, but when you evaluate, will you look at the road trip as a whole instead of just this weekend, 4 out of 8 points?
Yeah, listen, we let one get away yesterday, and I hope it's a learning curve for our team, because that's kind of was my after the game. I mean, I was still salty about it, but that's it's not easy to win in this league, and that's why you put games away, because the next night you are on the 4-6, you're on the road against the team in playoff position. It's one of those almost scheduled losses when you look at the start of the year. You know it's going to be a tough grind, so you know make sure you bank them when you can. So it's a good lesson to be learned. The next time we're in that situation, let's make sure we bear down and get the job done, because, as I said, wins aren't easy.
Just need a breather in the schedule, Bruce. Now you don't play till Thursday. Come at a good time. Try and get some energy back.
Well, anytime you get off the road and you get a breather, it's a good time, right? I mean, when you come off the road in a long trip and turn around and play, like let's say it was Tuesday. We went through that, I think, the first year a few times. I thought it was difficult. And that's why our home record actually suffered. We get back and we didn't have any juice so hopefully Thursday we take care of some family business tomorrow and Tuesday and whatever you usually do at the end of a road trip, and you're excited to play again. And so, yes, I would say it absolutely does.
On the first goal, it looked like the puck might have come out right before, about 10 seconds before they scored. Did your replay team have a good look at that?
Yeah, he didn't think it came out. It was tight, really tight. We trust Rogo. He's been really good with those calls. I just think from the bench, I'm shocked the linesman didn't blow it down, because it looked like most of the, well, I would say 98% of the puck was out. Was the last 2%? I don't know. The goal count was a good play by them. We stopped playing a little bit too, maybe, you know, thinking it was offside. But at the end of the day, and there's another difference in the game. That millimeter, keeps it 0-0. So that's hockey some nights, and they stuck with it. Give them credit. They checked well. And they finished that play.
Is rest more valuable than practice for you right now?
Yes.
Thank you.
That was head coach Bruce Cassidy as he addressed the media after today's 3-0 shutout in Detroit. And I think the answer to that final question from Gary Lawless, rest more important than practice, and it's a very succinct one-word answer, yes. I think... I'll preface this by saying it's not an excuse. Every single team is going to go through what the Golden Knights are going through this season. Every single team is going to have a stretch where they're playing 4-6 nights. Every single team is going to have back-to-back scenarios. The Golden Knights, this isn't their first back-to-back scenario. It's not going to be their last back-to-back scenario. You look at next weekend. It's a back-to-back on home ice, 2 5 o'clock starts. Every team goes through it. But it doesn't change the fact that they are fatiguing. It doesn't change the fact that teams in back-to-back scenarios do not grow into the game as we are accustomed to seeing the Golden Knights grow into games, and that's what happened today. Not an excuse. However, it is something every team's going to have to navigate. Every team's going to have to figure out how to best approach. And for the Golden Knights, the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, in this scenario is that they've got tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday, no games. It's 3 days, no games for the Vegas Golden Knights back home. It's an opportunity to get a little bit of a reset before you go into another situation where you're playing three games in four nights, and then you go right back onto the road for the Golden Knights. We are getting to the end of the road here. We are in a spot where the wins are important, the points are important. Obviously, the Golden Knights want to win the division, and it's still right there within their grasp. This three-day break is going to be paramount for the Golden Knights, kind of getting things going back in the right direction after the last couple of games on this road trip. Take a look at the highlights in this game. We go back to the second. No scoring in the first period. We go back to the second period. The Red Wings got on the board 8 minutes into the second period after narrowly keeping the puck in. Albert Johansson made a great play down low for his second goal of the year.
There, grid out high. That
was out.
Yeah, the linesman signaled that it was still good. Apparently not. Here's his fake and a shot. They score! Albert Johansson. And the Knights will look to see if they should challenge here.
Second goal of the year for Albert Johansson from Vladimir Tarasenko and JT Compher, 7:58 of the second period, made it 1-0 Detroit. The Red Wings would take that lead into the third period, and they came out with more jump than Vegas to start the third and extended their lead on a great play from Lucas Raymond.
Red Wings control after the draw. Raymond stick checks by Whitecloud. Now a shot, they score! Lucas Raymond. 2-0 Detroit. 15:09 to go in the third period. Lucas Raymond buries his 23rd, 69 points. And the Red Wings extend their lead. One goal in the second, and now one goal in the third, both at even strength.
Lucas Raymond, his 23rd goal of the year from Elmer Soderblom, 4:51 of the third period, made it 2-0 Detroit. The Red Wings added the insurance marker just past the midway point of the period off a deflection from Marco Kasper.
Gustafson got it back and swats it down into the corner on the near side. Now Kane to the right. Feet in front, they score. Redirect by Kasper. 3-0. Samsonov bit to his left, expecting a shot. But instead of a shot from the right wing, it was a pass to the top of the crease. And Marco Kasper redirects it home. 3-0 Wings.
13th goal of the year for Marco Kasper from Erik Gustafsson and Patrick Kane. 11:14 of the third period. 2-0 Detroit. And all that was left in this game was a final call.
Centers Barbashev missed it. And it's cleared out by the Wings. Final seconds coming off. There will be no icing. 2-1-0. Shutout, Peter Mrazek. It's a 3-0 final. The Red Wings defeat the Golden Knights in regulation, holding them to 17 shots, and Mrazek made 17 saves.
There you have it, 3-0, the final. The Detroit Red Wings shut out the Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas, 39-20-8, 86 points on the year. Next in action, Thursday, 7 o'clock, on home ice against the Boston Bruins. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Welcome back to the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights fall 3-0 to the Detroit Red Wings. 39-20-8, 86 points on the year. Next in action Thursday, 7 o'clock at home against Boston. The Golden Knights go 1-1-2 on this four-game road trip. Take a look at the standings right now. You've got the Golden Knights, top of the Pacific, 86 points. You've got the LA Kings right behind them, 5 points back, 2 games in hand for Los Angeles with 81 points. And then you've got the Edmonton Oilers a point behind Los Angeles, third in the Pacific Division with 80 points. So 5 points up on LA, 6 points up on Edmonton, and the Oilers are in action later today. 4 o'clock puck drop in Madison Square Garden against the New York Rangers. So we'll keep an eye on that game later on as the day progresses. And for the Golden Knights, you're hopeful that the Edmonton Oilers aren't able to pull any points out of that one against the Rangers. Text line is always open for you. 702-876-1340. That's the text line. Ken says too gassed to play good hockey. I think they were tired today, physically tired. And I thought Dan did a really good job of kind of explaining that, right? You go to the game yesterday against Buffalo. more or less mental mistakes. Mental fatigue sets in for the Golden Knights, and that cost them the extra point. No real denying that. Now, it's, again, not an excuse, but sometimes that'll happen. It's a game of mistakes. The Golden Knights make a couple of glaring mistakes in the game yesterday against Buffalo, and they only come out with 1 point when they should have had two, even in a game where they didn't play their best hockey. And then today, it was more on the physical side. There just wasn't anything there from Vegas offensively all game long. I said it after the second period. I was hard-pressed in the second to really find any high-quality scoring chances for the Golden Knights against Detroit. And listen, it's a product of Todd McClellan and the work that he has done with the Detroit team this season. They are a detail-oriented, tight-checking team. And I think the commitment from the Golden Knights physically to check hard and check well in this game was there for the most part, but sometimes the body just will not do what the mind tells it to. Sometimes you're just too tired to be able to make that extra play, especially offensively. So, you know, the way that I'll put it is I'm not questioning the effort because the Golden Knights were excellent on the penalty kill. And when you can put forth the effort in a penalty kill situation and outwork your opponent there, of course you want to have the effort and the execution and the energy on the offensive side of the puck. That's the fun stuff. That's the exciting part of hockey. That's where you give extra. And I just think the Golden Knights didn't have it today. Now, credit to the Red Wings. They played a really strong game. They needed that win. And for the Golden Knights, what they need more than anything is what they're about to get. And that is 3 days between games. They have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, no games on the schedule, and then you get right back into a 3-game-in-4-night situation. However, the difference in this situation is that you're on home ice, so it should lend to a little bit more energy for the Golden Knights over the course of those 3 games. And as we talked about with Dan, building your game isn't linear. It just isn't. You're going to have stretches where you take great strides. You're going to have stretches where you come back to earth a little bit, and you saw all of that all encompassed on this 4-game road trip. We'll take a break, wrap it up next on the VGK Post Game Show. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights Post Game Show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Wrapping it up here on the VGK Post Game Show, the Golden Knights shut out by the Detroit Red Wings 3-0. The final, Vegas 39-20-8, 86 points, still top spot in the Pacific Division. 3-game homestand upcoming for Vegas. You've got Boston on Thursday, 7 o'clock puck drop in that one. That means the Golden Knights have 3 days in a row, no games. This is probably one of the final opportunities of the regular season for the Golden Knights to get some rest. And this isn't to suggest or say that they need more rest than other teams or anything like that, but you do have to take advantage of these pockets when you get them. It's about 1 month until the end of the regular season. It's a one-month grind. It is 15 games in just about 30 days. That's going to be a grind. It's going to be a tough stretch. There's no way around it. A lot of back-to-backs still remain for the Golden Knights over the final month of the regular season. And then that's just to get to the point where you want to be playing in April and May and June. It is going to be a slog, no doubt. So when you have 3 days off, when you have 3 days between games, you've got to take advantage of those moments and get what you need, whether it's extra practice time. You heard from Bruce Cassidy, it doesn't seem like that's going to be the case, or rest. It does seem like that's going to be the way the Golden Knights lean. You have to take advantage of it. You have to respond to it, and then you've got to utilize it to your advantage when you get back to playing. That's going to be the story for the Golden Knights over the next week or so. How does this 3-day break impact them positively, and how do they use it as a jumping off point for the rest of the regular season? How do they build their game over the final 15 games and get ready for the playoffs? That starts in earnest tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday in the days off between their next game. That's going to do it for me here on the VGK Post Game Show. Extended Post Game Show, your phone calls, that's coming up next. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights.
Thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network postgame show. For the station staying on for more game highlights, interviews, and your phone calls coming up next at 702-876-1340. Good night, and thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network. It's the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show on Fox Sports Las Vegas, 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Let your voice be heard by calling in at 702-876-1340. Now here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Extended postgame show, Fox Sports Las Vegas. 3-0 the final. The Detroit Red Wings shut out the Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas 1-1-2 on this four-game road trip. 39-20-8 overall. 702-876-1340 is the number. 702-876-1340. How do you view the road trip? That's the question. Any take you have, I want to hear it. I've seen some wild things come through over the text line. If you have a take on the road trip, I want to hear from you. It's really that simple. If you're listening to my voice, if you are listening to this postgame show, it is yours. It doesn't belong to me. I want your opinions, your thoughts. So how do you view a 1-1-2 road trip for the Vegas Golden Knights? How do you view this week for the Vegas Golden Knights? Very simple. Any direction. Dial the number. We have lines open. 702-876-1340. That's the number. Let's go out to the phone lines. Bring in Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Well, everybody who thinks they know something about this wonderful sport or any sport for that matter, put down your phones just 1 minute and listen to what I have to say. There is a theory in basketball and in hockey and also in baseball that if you win half of your games, or in this case, score half of the points available on the road, and win two-thirds of your games or two-thirds of your points at home, and you have home ice advantage, you cannot lose. You have to win the Stanley Cup. It's as simple as that equation. So now attention turns, because we just finished a road trip on that mark of getting one half of the available points. Now we have to do another thing, and that is hold on to the Pacific Division. And if by chance Winnipeg gets tripped up, then we have home ice throughout the Campbell Bowl, throughout the Western Conference.
Mike, I don't think you're talking about a 10-point edge.
No, we're not going to catch Winnipeg. I'm saying if they trip up on their way to playing us.
Well, I mean, Dallas is tied right now with Vegas with 86 points. So it's not just that you're trying to beat out the Winnipeg Jets. Like, you would have to have a better record at the end of the year than Dallas.
Yes.
My point being is you're looking way too far down the road.
Well, 15 games isn't very far.
Well, but you're talking about the third round of the playoffs.
Right. I mean, you have to, obviously you have to take care of
business.
That's
7.5-8 weeks away.
Whether it's distance in terms of time, it's not distance in terms of game. So you really do need to concentrate on making sure you win the Pacific. That's number one. Then we'll let the chips fall where they may. But I think everyone sees my point. If you're going to complain about getting 4 points out of an impossible road trip, and remember about 2 weeks ago we had this discussion, Ryan. I said never in the history of the VGK and never again will you have two matinee games in a row, two morning games in a row on the road. It just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And it probably never happened again. At least I hope not. So to play badly today, hardly a surprise. Now, the last thing I'm going to say, and this is going to make you angry, it's going to make some people angry, but it's a hot take,
okay.
And it's this. If you don't mind my saying it, because I'll say it in a...
Mike? You called in. You have the right to say whatever you want.
Well, in a respect, and you've always done that with me, and I appreciate that so much. But in a respectful way, I have to say that. Well, let me say this correctly. Mark Stone, don't laugh me out of the building just yet. Mark Stone and Jack Eichel and Alex Pietrangelo, three wonderful players who played on the Four Nations. Why weren't they taken aside at the back end of this road trip and say, look, we're going to start Schwint, Roenberg, and Hutton today. We're going to score the same number of goals anyway. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but it's not hindsight, and I want to hear your take on it.
It is hindsight because they didn't score today. You didn't know that
I'm
at the beginning of the game.
Obviously, we didn't, but I knew we wouldn't play well.
I'm saying, Mike, first of all, you can't sit there and say after the game concludes and they don't score, like, okay, we could have just played Schwint or Roenberg or any player because we would have scored the same number of goals. Like, okay, that's the definition of hindsight. Now, secondarily, I will say this. Petrangelo didn't play at Four Nations. Famously didn't play at Four Nations. Right. So you're more or less talking about Mark Stone and Jack Eichel. And you go to those guys and you tell them not to play. Like, Jack Eichel's in the midst of the greatest season he's ever had in the National Hockey League, right? Tell him he's not playing.
The anger that I have right now. You're letting the lunatics run the asylum.
You're
Who's
not.
The coach
you're
of the team,
Mike. You're not. They're important players. They have to play. If you can't like beat your chest and say you have to win the Pacific Division, and then say in the same breath, like not ironically, that you need to sit down your best offensive player or two of your best offensive players. Which one is it? Do you want to win the Pacific Division or do you want to rest guys?
Your point is so well taken, and it makes sense, and I wish we could argue this thing out.
Mike, I'm not sitting here arguing with you. What do you want? Do you want to win the division, or do you want to rest guys? That's the question. Answer the question.
What I want is a clear understanding that we're not going to play well with whatever personnel we put out on the ice today, and now we must turn our attention to winning the Pacific. That is exactly what I'm saying, and I'm hoping not to make any enemies by saying it.
Well, I'm saying, does sitting Jack Eichel and Mark Stone make you a better hockey team?
It doesn't make you a better hockey team. It makes you the same hockey team that showed up today to play this game. And if you had open phone lines in the pregame, I would have said it.
Yeah, I disagree, Mike. I fundamentally disagree. Okay. When you are looking at a game where the Golden Knights are coming off of giving away a point yesterday in Buffalo, I don't think it sends the right message to say, you know what? We're probably going to lose this one anyway. Let's just sit Mark Stone and Jack Eichel.
No, that's a terrible way to approach any game. You don't approach
that way. But that's what you're saying. That's what you're advocating for.
I'm saying that any three individuals at a decent professional major league level could have played this game and gotten the same result from it. And I would have said it. I would have said it 2 weeks ago. I would have said it. Yesterday's terrible loss and so on.
Again, Mike, you're viewing it as the result, as knowing the result ahead of time. I don't think, and thanks for the call, like, you're not going to go into a game expecting it to go away from you. Now, listen, Bruce Cassidy touched on it. Was this more or less a scheduled loss? In a sense, sure. But every team is going to go through back-to-back scenarios, and I don't think the answer for the Golden Knights right now, when, again, the entire message that I'm hearing from fans is got to win the Pacific Division, got to win the Pacific Division, got to win the Pacific Division. If you can give me a legitimate reason why taking Mark Stone and Jack Eichel out of the game helps you win games, then I'll listen to you. But it doesn't, especially when you consider that they're missing Shea Theodore on the back end and they're missing William Karlsson down the middle. Taking out your best center iceman in Jack Eichel and your best winger in Mark Stone doesn't help you win games. And I know they lost today, and I know they didn't score today, but you didn't know that going into the game. So to sit here and say, well, it would have been the same result no matter what, you might as well have just given them the extra rest, I just don't buy into that. Because at the same time, you're going to sit there and say, well, they got to win the Pacific Division. If that's your line, if that's your through line, you have to play Jack Eichel and Mark Stone. Now, it's not to say that there might not be opportunities down the stretch for those guys to get rest, but there's been a concerted effort by the Golden Knights to try to get them rest days in between games. So you can load management from a practice perspective, but hoping to continue to get them into game action. Today, they didn't have it. 1 through 20 as a team, they didn't have it. And I don't think when you're looking at Jack Eichel, who was on an 8-game point streak coming into the game, that you do better without them in the lineup. I just don't see it. I don't get it. 702-876-1340 is the number. If you think I'm wrong, if you agree with Mike, pick up the phone, dial the number, call in, and let's have a conversation on the other side of the break. It's the extended postgame show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Extended postgame show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, 3-0 the final. The Detroit Red Wings shut out the Vegas Golden Knights. 702-876-1340 is the number. 702-876-1340. How would you look at this road trip? If you're a Golden Knights fan, if you're listening to my voice, if you are still with us here on the radio, pick up the phone number, or pick up the phone, dial the number, 702-876-1340. I want to see how you assess this four-game road trip for the Golden Knights. Let's go back out to the phones, bring in Jerry. Hey, Jerry, yeah. How you doing?
Yeah, Ryan. Listen, playing on a road is playing on a road. It's just a hazard of the game, you know. In terms of the comment Mike said about maybe sitting a couple guys, I mean, when Edmonton lost five in a row about 2 weeks ago on a road, no one was saying, we should sit there. Connor McDavid or Dreisaitl. So, I mean, you play the stars. You know, if they're a little tired, they got four nights now to get some good rest, and they should be ready to go on Thursday. I mean, it's just all part of the game.
I'm with you, Jerry. I think that, you go into this game, the only available forward that the Golden Knights had that didn't play in this game was Cole Schwint. And this is not anything against Cole Schwint, but I'm not taking Jack Eichel out of the lineup to put Cole Schwint in. I don't think that gives you a better opportunity or a better chance to win the game. It just doesn't.
No, if you took Stone and Eichel out they'd be lucky to win any. How many games would they win? You know what I mean? You just can't sit these guys this time of year. Because they're a tad better than 500 on the road, which means that it's imperative that they get the home ice. Because if they would happen to fall to second or third place or something, and they'd have to play a lot of road games, then it can be a little iffy.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Jerry. Thanks so much for the call. And, to your point, when you look at the Golden Knights and kind of their splits home and road right now, on home, they're excellent. 24-7-3. It just phenomenal. Away from T-Mobile Arena, they're 15-13-5. So a couple of games over NHL 500. Obviously, if you look at total losses versus losses where you get a point out of it, the Golden Knights are below 500 on the road. And to Mike's point earlier on, before the hot take, so to speak, the Golden Knights pull 4 points out of four games here on the road, but they come away with just one win, and that's it. Like, in the playoffs, you have to be confident and comfortable and believe you can win on the road. And I think the Golden Knights believe they can get there. I really do. And, in talking with Dan Duva after the game, he referenced a 7-game series against the Minnesota Wild where Cam Talbot lost the series playing for Minnesota with 2 shutouts in the series. So this idea that you're going to find your game and then you're going to just run efficiently all the way to a Stanley Cup championship, it doesn't exist. You'll have swings in momentum and swings in games and swings in results game to game. And this the other thing that I would say too is, as much as the regular season is an indicator of how good teams are, 82 games playing a different opponent every single night is a different scenario and a different animal altogether than playing the same team 7 games in a row in the playoffs. It's just different. And so predicting or believing that you can accurately predict either the success or demise of a team based on what they did at different points over the course of an 82-game season, I don't buy into it. I've always had this take. It's always been something that I've held pretty firm to. Regular season success or a regular season series against individual teams doesn't always play out the way you expect it to in the playoffs. It just doesn't. And so for the Golden Knights, I think, Jerry, your point's well taken. They do want to and expect to and should win the Pacific Division. You want home ice advantage for as long as you possibly can. And beyond that, when you are that good on home ice, you want to give yourself game seven at home. You just do. You just do. You want to lean into it. That's what you want. Now, beyond from that perspective, I think for the Golden Knights, it's going to be important to get the rest that they need over the course of these next three games. And I also think, Jerry, you touched on it. Very, very simple. Now's the time you get rest for Jack Eichel and Mark Stone. Now's the time you get rest for Noah Hanifin, who was absent in that conversation. And I find that interesting because Noah Hanifin did play at Four Nations and has been very good for the Golden Knights since coming back. But we're not looking at load management for him at all. Couple of things here on the text line. Have to play better on the road trip. Yeah, it's good, but not great because you didn't pull 6 points out of eight. How come William Karlsson didn't play? Scott, to answer your question, simply because I don't think he was ready to play. If he was ready to play, I think he would have been in the lineup. And then you have a conversation as to who comes out of the lineup to make room for William Karlsson, but I think why he didn't play, he just wasn't ready. Now, you go on the road trip, you're expecting, you're hoping to be able to get Karlsson in. My understanding, and I'm not on the road trip with the guys, but my understanding is that there wasn't a lot of practice time available to the Golden Knights just based on the travel. Three games in four nights, four games in six nights, all of that. You probably want Karlsson in at least one big, heavy practice before he gets back on the ice. So my guess is it's that. So hopefully we're able to see William Karlsson this week. And when you do, you'll realize just how much this team has missed Karlsson down the lineup, through the middle of the ice, in all situations. We'll take a break, wrap it up next on the Extended Post Game Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the Extended Vegas Golden Knights Post Game Show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Wrapping it up here on the Extended Post Game Show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, 3-0 the final. The Detroit Red Wings shut out the Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas 39, 20, and 8, 86 points on the year. Still in the top spot of the Pacific Division. Next in action Thursday, 7 o'clock against Boston on home ice for the Vegas Golden Knights. A productive conversation with Mike. Really good insights from Jerry, so I appreciate those two phone calls. Got a little spicy, but that's the nature of the business around this time. You want this team gearing up and clicking on all cylinders come playoff time. I think in the conversation I had with Dan Duva immediately post-game, I think that we got to a point where the understanding is this. And we talk about this when it comes to development of players, but I think it stands true for overall development of a team game. It's not linear. Building your game, growing your game, getting yourself to the point where you feel confident and comfortable going into the playoffs, it's not a linear thing. It's not going to be smooth sailing for 82 games. It's not going to be smooth sailing for every single road trip that you have. The fact of the matter is, it's going to be two steps forward, one step back, three steps forward, two steps back. That's the nature of professional sports when you have two teams on the ice that are both vying for the same thing. So for the Golden Knights, some strides taken early on in this road trip, but the back half of it, not where the expectations are for this team. It's back to the drawing board Thursday on home ice, where the Golden Knights have been so good all season long, and we'll see how they adjust to a couple of days off before really starting that stretch run for the postseason. That's going to do it for me here on the Extended Post Game Show. Thanks to Chris Chapman back in studio, making sure everything sounds great and keeping us on the air. Thanks to you, our listeners, our callers, our texters. It's your post-game show. It's not as much fun for me without your calls, your texts, and your input. Until Thursday, have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you then right here on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Thanks for listening to the Extended Golden Knights Post Game Show on Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Your home for the Vegas Golden Knights. Have a good night and drive safe.